When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Chatted numerous times this week about Dylan through three starts, and the general consensus from everybody we've talked to, folks who have called the show, us, guests we've had on the show, has been, yeah, he's looked okay.
That's exactly right.
That's the general consensus. Very few people will say, oh, he's looked awful. Very few people have said, oh, he looks
he's
great.
He's left-handed. He underthrew.
It's kind of like, oh, he's been okay.
I haven't heard a lot of talk about his height lately. Has anyone else?
No.
We're 3 weeks into this, right? Four?
Three starts.
Three starts. Yeah. 4 weeks.
No interceptions yet, at least that have counted.
Right. I'm not. How many height questions have we taken?
Very few.
Very few.
See, here's the thing. The guy, it's not like he's playing quarterback at 5'10" or 5'11" for the first time. And before anybody says, yeah, he's throwing behind an offensive lineman, okay. Have you seen college offensive linemen at places like Oregon and Oklahoma?
Ohio State?
They're every bit as big as NFL linemen.
Amen.
So he has somehow figured out a way to throw the football down the field to open wide receivers or closely covered wide receivers or whatever by being able to see around linemen. So that's not been an issue yet. Maybe it will be. But I'm just curious to see, Andy, will there be a game coming up where it's like, wow, he looked really good? Or, oh my God,
that's awful. I guarantee you, in that game where you say, man, that play looked really good or he looked really good at times, he will have a turnover. He will have an interception.
Well, but because I think quarterbacks that do that.
That's why
Joe Flacco is the king of the interception.
True.
You know, Joe's thrown a lot of them.
I'm wondering what this offense looks like if they let him take a couple more chances.
I am too.
You know, he's not.
I'm wondering what he looks like, Andy, even more so than the offense, because
he's not going to take a 15 to 20 yard loss running around in the backfield and then getting sacked.
Very unlikely.
That is not going to happen. He's not going to take that extra chance. He's going to throw it away and live to see a punt, because his head coach has said, look, if you got to take a punt, we're taking a punt. We want every drive to end in a kick, and that includes punts. So, and I think if you're empowered by that as a quarterback, you'll take a penalty of intentional grounding rather than take a sack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although if it's not spot fall,
I'm curious to see, as you said, and I've asked for the same thing. Let's lighten it up on him a little bit. Or loosen it up, I should say, and let him do his thing. Because I don't think you're going to get a real good feel for what you have at quarterback until you do that.
I don't think they're going to loosen it up. I can't see them loosening him up if they don't have a 7 or a 10 to nothing lead. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or be down 10 points and you got
to
go for it.
Well, then you have to loosen up, but they still don't loosen it. Like, go back, a couple weeks ago where he had couple of sustained drives in the fourth quarter, but then they were still trying to get back in the game. And Like, is there any sense of urgency on this team? Is there any sense of urgency? Are we just going to run out of timeouts and not have any opportunity? I mean, at least you want to be in a position where if you can get a rare onside kick, you take it. You know?
We've had...
I just don't feel like... And you said it to me yesterday, and I was like, all right, maybe Jeff's right on this. Maybe they feel that being in this unbelievably controlled offense is the best way to prepare him for a long future in the NFL.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Protecting him from himself.
NFL.com's Chad Ryder has been on our show a lot. He's no relation to Daryl. And he put something out yesterday morning. And he just updates the draft order and goes through and says five biggest needs for every team. Okay. Five biggest needs for every team. And Chad wrote this. Okay, the draft order right now, the way it sits after week seven, Jets, Dolphins, Titans, Saints, Ravens, and then Browns. And then he said the five biggest needs for the team. You ready?
Yeah.
Counting back from number five, edge rusher, corner.
Really? Edge rusher?
Edge rusher, cornerback, wide receiver, interior offensive lineman. And of course, not.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not quarterback. Offensive tackle.
I'm looking at... here's the question. Are these common sense things or are they...
They could be saying,
they drafted two quarterbacks. I don't know they really wanted a quarterback.
See, that's what I'm wondering.
Do they really want a quarterback in the next draft?
I don't know.
The world's looking at us like that.
I don't know. I mean, we're sitting here watching this team on a daily basis. This team does not have a starting quarterback right now. We have a guy who's playing the position, but we don't have anybody who's answered the question, who's your starting quarterback for the next year or three? We don't have that. Dylan might be that. Shadur might be that. But right now, we don't have the answer to that. And this is the second guy that we've heard from this week that lists the needs of the Browns and doesn't include quarterback. Are we missing something here?
I was looking at Tankathon.
Do they think Deshaun's going to play?
I don't know. I don't think that's the case.
I'm stunned.
I think that people are doing these mock drafts. Are going, well, they've got two picks in the
front. He didn't even go mock draft. This is just draft order, and he said the five biggest needs. I thought, are you kidding me? Quarterback's not one of them. Does that stun you? It stuns me.
It does. It's stunning. Although maybe people are starting to look at this draft class and going, I don't know if that number one guy is there right now.
Unless it's just a different team building philosophy where they're more in the thought process of let's build everything around the quarterback and then drop the quarterback in.
Well, the Saints drafted Tyler Shuck, right? And they have Spencer Rattler going now.
Who's been playing well.
He's been doing okay. He has their second biggest need as quarterback for the Saints. Which to me makes perfect sense. The Dolphins have Tua. He has quarterback as their fourth biggest need. The Jets have Justin Fields. Woody Johnson doesn't like Justin Fields' play, apparently. He has quarterback as the number one need for the Jets. So it's not like he's ignoring the quarterback spot, which, you know, Dan, your thought there was good. But, folks, what do you think of that? Here's a really respected NFL writer who's good. We've had Chad on the show. He's outstanding. Biggest needs, he doesn't have quarterback in there. Do you agree with that? 216-474-0092. I don't agree with that.
A quarterback's got to be a top three at the worst priority for this team.
It's offensive. Offensive tackle, wide receiver, quarterback, not necessarily in that order to me.
I say you get the quarterback, you protect the quarterback, then you find the receiver. Or you trade for a receiver or get a receiver in free agency. I keep hearing these. I mean, I saw this the other day, and then I saw there was some stuff on social media, even morning shows, you know, this whole Garrett Wilson thing that maybe the Browns could be.
Some rumblings about Garrett Wilson and the Jets.
Yeah.
If you're the Jets, you're probably trading anything that's not nailed down. I mean, there's talk of them trading Breece Hall, who's a really good running back and is stuck in a terrible system there.
Would you give up the if you again? I think it depends on rolling the dice against yourself, wondering where you're going to land in the draft. And by the way, again, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't take that quarterback at number one, and you think there's three quarterbacks in this next draft that are going to be good quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, do you have to be number one? Do you need to have two first round picks to move up to number one? To get that number one, or do you just like having that ammo or the cash in your pocket so that if you have to spend the money, would you be willing to give up your second first-round pick, Jacksonville pick? Would you be willing to give that up for a guy like Garrett Wilson?
I don't think you have to do that. And I think Garrett Wilson's really good.
Yeah, if they brought Garrett Wilson in right now, let's just totally hypothetical.
Oh, boom, you've got your number one wide receiver. He's better than Jerry Jeudy.
But you have a number one wide receiver this year. What does that mean for your team?
This year?
Yeah.
That means you're
now are you are now
you
are you
could screw up your draft pick.
Now, yeah, but even if you screw up the draft pick, so what? I just said to you, you just need to get your quarterback in the first round. Does it have to be at number one?
No, and Andy, every Tuesday we look at all the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There appear to be now 10 quarterbacks who people think, well, maybe he's a first rounder. You might be able to get we know the stats. There are six quarterbacks, I believe, right now, six starting in the NFL who are not first-round picks. So most guys are taken in the first round. This might be a year where you get a good talent in the second round.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.